on. I got a long sleeve t-shirt on. And then I have a nice big fat sweatshirt underneath that.
The bone chilling cold expected to hang around till midweek. No one laden in New York.
This is USA Radio Network News.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti cereal. Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Malt-O-Meal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces.
You get upset and overreact, and something, the experience, gets inside your head, and you get upset with that and make yourself worse. You can break this vicious cycle. Log on to FHU.com and read Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome. We all have it. Listen to my radio program, Advice Line, live streaming on FHU.com 10 to midnight Pacific Time and on over 100 stations. For my book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, call 866-RADIO-ROY. I'm Roy Masters.
You waited a little long to have your furnace checked in. Now you think it's better to wait?
Well, don't wait any longer. Amy Plumbing and Heating is having its mid-season service sale.
What's the mid-season service sale?
It's a chance for you to save money on all those little things you should have done but didn't.
Now you can take advantage of Amy's reduced rate for furnace checks and maintenance.
With the cost of energy, why lose more money? Call now and ask about free diagnostic and trip charge,
sewer and drain maintenance.
Why wait until there is a problem? Get it checked now or less with Amy Plumbing and Heating. Let's face it, no one wants to think about furnace maintenance. No one wants to think about sewer and drain maintenance. But if there is a problem, you'll be kicking yourself because you didn't call Amy Plumbing and Heating today. It's the Amy Plumbing and Heating mid-season service sale.
Going on now.
Call 742-6523. That's 742-6523 for Amy Plumbing and Heating.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Rings. I'm your host, Kevin Dunn. He's my excellent producer, Mike. How are you doing?
Not bad. How are you today?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
Missing a little cold, so I hope my voice comes through okay. But beyond that, doing fine. Watched a little bit of the Olympics this week and past week. Have you watched any of that, Mike?
I have watched as much as I possibly can. I have to watch the Olympics. It's only every 4 years, and I think it's a great thing for the world to get together and actually do something as a world.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
My interest, I do like the figure skating, and of course, some women figure skating are more than the guys. But I was a little disappointed this year. It seems to me this Japanese lady won by default just because she didn't fall.
Well, that's what it's all about, though, you know.
I guess so, but I mean, Sasha Cohen has, you know, the grace and the artistry, and it's just a shame that she did fall because she looks more like a real artist on ice, whereas that Japanese gal, I don't remember her name, just skated technically beautiful, I guess.
Uh-huh.
That's the way you put it. But I saw no artistry. But that's my opinion. Beyond that, well, I guess Americans didn't do much in hockey this year, I guess, right?
Well, no, but all the athletes come back to the United States or North America to play their their professional career, so I think we still won the hockey.
Yeah, in a sense, I guess you're right. All right, let's move on. Excuse me. We're going to have an open line today, so anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. My stupid and or outrageous regulation of the week comes out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. A college student was given a warning in court by Judge Russell Bean because this student, Clay Palmer, honked at a police officer.
Hmm.
After the police officer approaching an intersection with a traffic light, which was red, flashed on his blue lights, proceeded across the intersection, and then turned them off. He was saying that before, yeah, we. So anyway, the student honked at the police for doing that.
Hmm.
And so what did the cops do? They arrested him.
You gotta be kidding.
He got a ticket for violating the city noise ordinance.
The city noise ordinance?
Yep.
Huh.
Now, in court, the charge was reduced to a warning. When he went in front of the judge, he was told he acted wrongly. Quote from the judge, "The horn blowing isn't the real problem here. It's that you were trying to correct the police, and they didn't need correcting," Judge Russell Bean said. How do you like them apples?
I don't like those apples.
Oh, so evidently... those in authority are beyond reproach. You can't correct them. And if that isn't a definition of a police state, I'm sorry, folks. I don't know what is. I know it's a small little thing, but it's pretty outrageous to me. Here's what the student Clay Palmer said. He says, "Before I see this cop with his blue lights come screeching up beside me, and I didn't know what was going on. Before they got to the next light, I could see they turned the blue lights off." Police officer Matthew Pugliese forced him onto the hood of his car and issued him a ticket for honking the horn when there was no reason. So, that's where you have it, folks. Now, who's running the show here? Is it we the people? Or is it those in power? Again, just a small little example. And I'm sure it's not true everywhere, but it's still nonetheless outrageous that any judge in this country would make such a statement that you were trying to correct a police officer and they didn't need correcting. Well, excuse me, it seems to me it's state law that the police are only supposed to use their lights and their sirens for emergency purposes, not for their own convenience. Or do I have that wrong? That seems to be what the law is, and probably, I'm sure, in every state.
And we've all seen the police just blow through stoplights with the lights on and turn them off as soon as they get through. We've all seen that.
Special privilege.
Yeah.
Special privilege if you're a cop and you get pulled over for speeding, too, in another jurisdiction. You just show him your badge, you show him your, and they go on their merry way. So, you know, two different rules, two sets of rules, folks. And I don't know, maybe that doesn't bother some of you. It bothers me because I naively think that, I believe the stuff I heard in grade school and junior high school and in high school that we were a government of laws, not of men, that we the people control the government, not the reverse. It does bother me when we find out that this is quite true, is it?
Hmm.
Well, there's a lot of other topics that we can talk about besides that, but that's one I'm throwing out. A former NSA, that's National Security Agency, employee said Tuesday that there's another ongoing top secret surveillance program besides the one that we've been hearing about that may have violated millions of Americans' constitutional rights. Russell D. Tice told the House Government Reform Committee on National Security, Emerging Threats, and International Relations. He has concern about a special access electronic surveillance program that he characterizes far more wide-ranging than the warrantless wiretapping recently exposed by the New York Times. But he is forbidden from discussing the program with Congress. Tice said he believes it violates the Constitution protection against unlawful searches and seizures, but has no way of sharing information without breaking classification laws. He's not even allowed to tell the Congress, the Congressional Intelligence Committee, members or their staff, because his congressmen and staff lack high enough clearance.
Hmm.
So here again, one more example of secrecy of government, which again implies to me police state.
Yeah.
I would love to hear responses from all of you on this, especially all of you, but especially you so-called limited government Republicans who are staying with the Republican Party in hope that they go back to their professed belief of limited government. I'd really like to know if there's any limited government Republicans out there anymore. Or where do they go? Have they become libertarians? Have they dropped out of the system? Or are they just given up on the ideal of limited government? Because it seems to me the Republicans in power are after the opposite. They're just after power, basically. Just after power. Also, we can talk about this continuing collapse over United Arab Emirates Company. And that's, by the way, a company owned by that government, owned by the state. It's not a private company that would take control, own and control six ports in the United States. Is this a security risk, or is it much ado about nothing? The phone number here is 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Hello friends, this is Kenneth John and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a 2-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, non-profit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
Alright, we are back to Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. What else is going on? We have almost a veritable so-called civil war going on in Iraq now, Mike?
Yeah, that's, I guess that's what they're calling it, but I think it's been a civil war for a while now.
Yes. Oh, well, I would agree, but I think it may have reached a new level after this bombing of the Shiite shrine and the retaliation after that. Evidently, that Shiite shrine that got bombed would be the equivalent of somebody bombing the Vatican. So, unfortunately, I think what was inevitable, I think, is really coming to fruition now. And what we have in Iraq is a lot less stable government than we had before we shocked and awed everybody with our bombing prowess.
Oh, yeah.
Probably tens of thousands of innocent Iraqi civilians. So, we can throw that on the table, too. It's an ongoing topic. When are we going to get out? Should we have been in there in the first place? What are the prospects of invading Iran, too? When are people going to wake up and see that intervention doesn't work? Excuse me. We have anybody ready to talk yet, Mike? We've got a slow morning.
Sorry, Ken. I was screening a call as we were speaking.
Ah, okay.
We got Tim on the line.
All right, cool. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, an article cat first people watch.
Tim, you're
breaking
break
it up.
Hang on.
He tells
better now?
No.
Not too much better.
Better earlier. All right, well, let's see if we can get this out, and if not, maybe you can just see it. It's a great website. It's called TopWatch, all one word,
TopWatch.com. TopWatch.com?
TopWatch.com.
Okay.
Mm.
And the tagline is Policing the Police. And they have manuals and suggestions, flyers, all kinds of things to set up in the community for those who have the gonads to do it, a systematic way of letting the police know that they are being watched. And if what they're doing is not being done, so to speak, in the dark or quietly, that they are being observed. Cops don't like it. They absolutely do not like it. But once they realize they can't intimidate these people away from watching them and recording them, they start to behave a lot better.
Yeah. Well, Tim, maybe you can call back on a better line or something.
Yeah, I'll try it out, buddy.
I got your point. I mean, TopWatch.com, and I guess my response is, it's all well and good to have these watchdog groups, but if there's not going to be backed up even in court,
mm-hmm.
if these judges are going to support the cops in the way of what they do, what if they're beating the crap out of somebody, killing somebody, just because they believe in instant justice? Is American citizens supposed to do nothing about that, too? Should they get arrested? Should they get slammed down against the hood of their car? Because they actually thought that the police worked for us? I don't know. It's really scary. I would think that any judge that has that kind of attitude ought to be recalled, ought to be impeached, or whatever process that can be done to get him out of his position as a judge, because he doesn't belong there.
Well, the same could be said about not only the police officer, but the police officer's sergeant, and it goes up the chain of command all the way up to the judge, as you said.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If nothing is done to correct this kind of behavior, then whoever's responsible for that should be held accountable. That's supposed to be what's supposed to make America different than anywhere else in the world. And unfortunately, we have become the establishment thug of the world, not the revolutionaries who believe in freedom. It's rather unfortunate, and I don't know.
You know, it is very unfortunate because growing up as a child, I always respected law enforcement, you know, because the police officers, the ambulance drivers, and the fire department, you grow up looking up to these people and wanting to support them because they're the good guys. And then you get older and you see how they act and see how some of the politics work around our lives, and you find out that maybe they're not the good guys.
And I think that's a good question to ask oneself, and it's a good barometer of where our society is going, would be, if there's a cop in your rearview mirror, do you feel more secure, or do you feel more fear?
Well, I can
feel more secure. Maybe it's true that the cops are doing the right thing, but if you're feeling more fear,
Ken?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that you popped me back on the air.
Yep.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I got a better call. I don't know what it is. Sometimes my Vonage line up to you folks breaks up for some reason, so I have to use the cell. So that's okay. Just to reiterate, copwatch.com. There's other links to other sites. But here's the thing. Look at how many cop shows or cop-related shows are on the television, always portraying the cops, for the most part, as good, honest, hardworking, you know, really concerned about the truth type of characters.
Or sometimes, Tim, actually, they glorify the cops being the badasses.
Well, yeah, like The Shield, that program, The Shield is very popular. The guy's a real jerk, but yet he's somehow the hero of the show.
Right, and I think that's where some of this attitude comes from, actually.
Right.
Well, I don't know if it's art imitating society or society imitating art.
Well, but maybe it's art trying to influence society. We do know that ultimately the extreme left and the extreme right basically want a police state of some sort or another. Either it's a collectivist police state or it's a fascist police state.
Yeah.
But either way, it is nothing more than the pure exercise of force that they try to legitimize, but in the process of legitimizing, they end up showing their hypocrisy. How do you enforce the law by breaking the law when we claim to be a nation of laws and not men, but yet men are able to get away with breaking the laws because they're a little bit more equal than the rest of us?
Exactly. Now, and as you said that, the thought occurred to me, and maybe we've discussed this before, but I think it bears repeating, that Dick Cheney's claim is now that he had every right to declassify Valerie Plame, the CIA agent, because he had that power as vice president. Of course, it begs a couple questions. Why did you allow this all this time and multi-millions of dollars to be spent on the investigation of this, and why didn't you say it in the first place? But he just asserts the power. And evidently, because he is who he is, he doesn't have to go through the proper channels to declassify. He just does it on his own. That's what he's suggesting. And why isn't this front page news every day? Why aren't people calling for his impeachment?
Because, first of all, people calling for his impeachment, there are people calling for their impeachment.
Well,
the reason they're not on the front page is
right.
Because the news media, to a great extent, although it appears to be antagonistic at times, it's not. It's supportive of the system.
The puppy dog.
That's what people just don't understand, is that I guess the easiest way to explain it, and I know it's not really the way to do it nowadays because it's an old movie, but The Matrix really did portray, at least try to show, how you get caught up into a system-wide, a certain way, a social way of thinking, and you think that that's the only choices there are, that that's all there is.
Right.
There's the one scene where he takes Neo into the Matrix for the first time, and he warns them. He says, you see every one of these people here? They will fight to the death to preserve their illusion, to preserve this facade that's over them.
Right.
And that's really the problem, is that most people can't see that they're stuck up in a particular social thinking pattern. And quite frankly, why not? I mean, if you've got Abraham, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, people need stuff. And for them to give that up or to jeopardize that for the sake of some kind of, you know, illusionary concept of freedom when, quite frankly, we got it pretty darn good here. And people don't realize how things are slipping away very, very quickly. That's one of the reasons I highly recommend people read James Bovard's books, especially Lost Rights, where he iterates how many rights have been lost over just the last 25 years. They've been legislated out of existence as if they never were. It's a wake-up call, and it's going to take some, at some future date, it is going to take some kind of action on the part of people, maybe not direct confrontational, maybe it has to be a little bit more behind the scenes or underground, but there has to be some kind of a resistance to the way things are going, otherwise it will just continue to get worse until
people want it to get worse. Tim, you and I are the only ones talking about it today. And other weeks, too, there seems to be very few people who really care enough to do anything about it. Yes, I recognize
Well, maybe they need to be led, Ken. I think we need to have one of our secret dinners again. Our secret dinner. You subversive, you. All right, I'm going to leave.
You're going to get me out of that no-fly list if it's the last thing you do.
Oh, man.
All righty. Have a good day.
All right. Mike, you got our disclaimer for Tim's comments out on the...
Yeah,
there.
I'm looking for the disclaimer as you guys were speaking. You know, when he was talking about why people aren't acting or doing anything about it, yeah, me personally, I'm a little afraid to act towards, if I saw a police officer doing something that was illegal, I probably wouldn't say anything because I don't want to be watched by the police force, you know, for the next month of my life.
You're exactly right. A lot of people are living in fear. I remember years ago, this was 20 years ago, I traveled to California, got off the plane, went to a rental car place. There was some kind of disagreement going on between a customer and a company. Cops came in, arrested the guy, and it seemed to me it was just a difference of opinion on something. And so I asked the officers what the problem was, and they pointed their finger at me in no uncertain terms, told me to shut up, and if I interfered anymore, that I would be arrested too.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear.
And that is the problem. And these cops get away with it.
Well, especially when they can find something small to charge you with just to get you into custody. Like, I don't know, spitting on a sidewalk or just looking funny, you know? I forget.
Right, well, all they have to say is interfering with the duties of a police officer.
Exactly. Like something small just to get the ball rolling, just to get you into custody.
Yeah, so that is a problem, and that's, I mean, I understand that. I understand that people do live in fear of the power that the authorities have.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, then I think they need to, but they do need to at least ask themselves that question. If they fear authority so much, then it should not change begin. And if the Republicans and Democrats have permitted this going on for years and years and years, is it not time to try, let's say, a new wave?
Yeah, no, we shouldn't be afraid of the people that are supposedly there to help us.
Right, exactly.
You know?
This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. We have an open line. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. I'll throw one other issue out, and that's this postponement of execution in California due to the fact that they can't evidently find a doctor right now who will administer the lethal injection.
Hmm.
And it poses an interesting problem for those who took the Hippocratic Oath of at first doing no harm. Well, if a doctor is partaking in the killing of a person, is that a violation of the Hippocratic Oath?
Hmm.
And does that throw lethal injection totally into question of as whether or not it's constitutional or a effective way? I mean, can it be done? Can it be done by law? Can doctors be forced to violate what they consider as their Hippocratic Oath? Love to hear opinions on that. 847-931-1410. Excuse me, that's 931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
Excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones.
Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president
and re-elected him. And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public school.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need email or internet setup and training? Call John. Want to simply learn to do things faster? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want a new computer system set up? Call John. Need fast, convenient repairs? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 8-7-9-3-1-14-10. And let's go right back to the lines. We have Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Ken. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
So it sounds like you're a little down in the dumps there. You got a cold?
No, I got a pretty nasty chest cold, I believe.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, every time I hear you, it sounds like you, every other time I hear you, you're getting a cold. But anyway.
Well, I've been a little sickly lately these last few years, I guess.
Well, they must have you pegged to get stripes on your back or something, you know. They know you're coming, so they, you know.
I don't know.
You know, I want to talk about legal immigration a little bit.
All right.
If you don't mind. Well, you know, I look at it this way. A lot of this country's problems come about from just that alone, and people don't realize how many problems we get out of it, and it's for some reason we're all playing dumb, and now it's starting to become a racial thing. It's all, we're picking on the Hispanic population. I'm talking not just Hispanic, I'm talking about I'm talking about Polish, I'm talking about Lithuanian, and, you know, Russian. I'm talking about all illegal immigration. It seems like, you know, this country is tone deaf when it comes to it. And I don't know why.
What are the problems you see from that stem from illegal immigration?
Oh, in California, they're shutting down a lot of hospitals, California, Texas, because they're getting people in there have no insurance. And I'm not just saying this, but two-thirds of the problem out there is wrapped around illegal immigration. One would be, well, that's
I,
one
I
thing.
I just want you to be specific, okay? You mentioned one, that is the use of the health care system
that's
by
one.
Illegals.
Use of anything public. As far as freebies, they got people running around with no insurance on their vehicles, and they get wrecks and cause injuries and accidents, and you know, just if they get hurt, there's a person or persons that are hurt have no insurance. You take them to the hospital if they're seriously injured. What are you going to do? You can't turn them away.
So
there's free medical stuff.
So is the problem illegal immigration, or is the problem welfare for illegal?
Well, that's
immigrants.
Another one too. That is another one. There are a lot of people.
When I say welfare, I'm talking about the whole gamut of welfare, whether it is so-called free education or so-called free health care, or if it's direct payments. It's all welfare.
Well, that's
again,
right.
Is the problem illegal immigration,
that.
Or is the problem the welfare related to it?
Well, it's both, though. See.
Yeah, no, okay, give me an example of a problem created by illegal immigration that is not associated with welfare.
It's a known fact, and there was one of the papers I was reading from out west, it was called, I believe, the LA Daily Herald and the Antelope Valley Herald, about a month ago. They came up with some facts and figures that was just astounding, that a lot of the major cartels now are in California and some of the western states, and they're running drugs back and forth between the two, and the gang warfare is so out of control on the southern tier states, and a lot of the crime is, in fact, if you go in to a lot of these prisons, you'll find out two-thirds of the population is now Hispanic populated, and in fact, just a couple weeks ago, I believe it was in California, they're having gang warfare inside the prisons, and the state was just one. But it was even on CNN where their correction system in California was so overwhelmed by gang and drug infested people that now they're controlling all the corrections, you know, all the prisons. And they're getting away with just about anything now.
Jeff. Well, let me interject here. Now, can we agree that the force behind gang power is illegal drugs?
I'd say 99% of it.
Right. Now, I ask you again the question. Is the problem illegal immigration, or is the problem laws that create black markets, which create these gangs that are 99% backed by the illegal drug trafficking market?
I think it's a combination of all those things that you're talking about.
No, you're missing my point. Everybody says illegal immigrants is the problem. It's not. It's the law.
Well, I can't
see
the welfare, I know people that were...
Jeff, when I used
to live there...
Jeff,
well, wait a minute.
Hang on, Jeff.
Jeff, I let you go on and on and on. Now, please allow me to make my point. Then you get your turn again.
Okay, I'm sorry. Apologize.
Now, Jeff, two things you mentioned, and as far as I'm concerned, it's not the immigrants themselves. It's either the welfare concern or it's the insane policy of making self-medication for adults illegal. If we legalize drugs, that gang problem goes away, or as you say, 99% of that gang problem goes away. If we get rid of the welfare, all of those problems associated with welfare go away. So I ask you again, unless you disagree with my analysis here, what's the problem with illegal immigrants?
Well, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. I agree with a lot of what you say, but you're going at it, you're looking at it differently than I am.
Part of the problem, going to the core, to the root problem.
Well, you could take all that money away. There'd be another excuse. You could take all the drugs and say, we legalize drugs, but there's always going to be something there where somebody can use something illegally or do something illegally. And I'm, you know, a lot of, now I did say a lot of it is drug oriented, but still, I remember when I was growing up as a kid, where I grew up, was basically exempt from a lot of this crap that's going on there, except for the welfare problem. The welfare problem's been in there since I was a kid. I remember going, because I lived right down the street from a welfare office, and I used to see people driving in there with brand new Cadillacs, and I mean, you know, the top of the line type of cars, and I remember the welfare fraud, and it still goes on. You know what, and it's right there in par with illegal immigration. But I know this for a fact. I know a couple of people in my field, and your field, by the way, who use on a consistent basis, people with no background as far as where they came from whatsoever. There are, and I know this for a fact. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say their name on the air, but I can tell you this. That the crews that he's running with, at least a dozen people are illegal immigrants. And the only reason why he has them is because he's paying them like $10 an hour when everybody else is making $30 and $40 an hour. You know, and that's Americans using, now we're always talking about other countries abusing their, you know, their people there, like China, slave labor. Isn't that kind of a form of slave labor in this country? It goes on a daily basis, and you know that, Ken. And it's part of the problem. We make it accessible for people to come over here and do the job, whether it's welfare or not. That's one thing. But the point being is that we're our own doers. It's not just the government. I mean, I know people, I won't hire a Hispanic person unless he's got a green card, unless he can back up where he came from. Because I don't want to end up in jail. I don't want to end up as a problem child. But
if we got rid of the welfare, at least for immigrants, legal or illegal, what percentage drop do you think we would have of immigration in this country? I'm not going to sit here and guess.
I wouldn't have a clue. I just know that getting rid of one thing isn't going to solve it. We got to educate the public on this. You can't just go and say it's the government's fault. You can't just go and say it's illegal immigration's fault. Because it's all of our fault. We're giving them the tools to do it, Ken.
People are not the problem. This is my point.
Well, I don't know. I disagree with you on that one. I'm going to get off because I'll listen. Go ahead. I don't want to take all the time up, but go ahead. Thank you, by the way.
Okay, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
The comment I was going to make, Jeff, was that people are not the problem. Productive people are not the problem. Having more people in here who want to work, who want to take on jobs, maybe jobs that others don't even want to, that's to our benefit. It's not to our harm. It's not the people. It's the system. It's the laws that are in effect that attract maybe unproductive people and the laws such as the drugs. Hey, I'm sure he's right. I'm sure there's a lot of illegal immigrants engaged in drugs. And the drug war has been a total, whole, dismal, colossal failure, just as alcohol prohibition was in the 20s. It's time we've learned our lesson. It's time we legalize drugs, and then there'd be a lot more control. A lot less people would be dying from overdoses and such. Crime would be so, so much lower if we would do that. But let's go to the root problem. That's my point. Okay, we've got John on next. Hello, John.
Hi, Ken.
How you doing?
Good. This one's for Jeff. Something that he might be able to do something about locally is Ron Gidwitz running for the Republican nomination for governor, always touts his appointment to the State Board of Education.
Yeah.
How he reformed everything. And no one has questioned him. I listened to Tom Roser. He had Gidwitz on last night. And no one has questioned Gidwitz on the if he had anything to do with the ability of the State Board of Education enabling the blackmail of the Elmwood Park School District for asking inappropriate questions to immigrants.
Oh, right, right.
Supposedly, they asked, I believe, a Slavic girl and a girl from El Salvador, you know, if they were qualified citizens or had papers in order to go to school there.
Well,
and,
evidently, the Elmwood School District believes that they're within the law. In fact, they cite the federal law that prohibits the educating of students on, not students, but foreigners on travel visas, which is those, what those two now students are on. They're travel visas. And yet, as you say, the State Board of Education has basically blackmailed the Elmwood Park School District in taking these two students on. Otherwise, they're going to lose all their accreditation and funding, and there'll be no, you know, football, no basketball, no music, no anything.
Right.
So that's an excellent point. I don't. Is Gidwitz still? Is he still? He still at that post?
No, he's not. But he touts it every time he's on the air that he reformed everything in the State Board of Education, and you know, it would be interesting to see if he has anything to do with this blackmail. Incidentally, the girl from El Salvador had a tourist visa.
Right.
Which is, she's going to go to school here at a tourist high school.
And they actually,
tourist visa.
From what I understand, they actually sign something when they get their visa stating they will not use the education system in
right.
the United States.
So I thought that was interesting. Then on the other item you brought up is that on the Dubai ports.
Yes.
This is, first of all, the six ports in question are already being operated by P&O, which is a British company. And what's happening is Dubai Ports is buying P&O.
Okay.
So that they would, like, inherit by ownership, the operation of these ports.
Right.
And this, you know, it's being made out in the news media like they're going to take over these ports from P&O. No, they're buying P&O and they inherit the operation of the ports. So it's,
so you think
it's basically
much
a conglomeration, or not a conglomeration, but a merger, so to speak.
Right.
Of two international companies that are already operating ports internationally all over the world.
You think it's much ado about nothing then?
Yeah.
Well, I tend to agree with you except for the one fact, and that is that Dubai is not a it's not a private company. It's owned by UAE.
No, it's not a private company.
And I think that complicates it, at least for me as a libertarian, it complicates it somewhat that there would be any dealing with our ports from an actually a different a company of a different nation. I don't know. That seems to complicate it. It may be much to do about nothing, but I'm glad to see the Bush administration squirm on this issue. Because it's like they're being hoisted on their own petard, so to speak.
Yes.
They're the ones who created this fear-mongering thing in the United States about Arabs and about everything else, and now it's turned around back on them. So I'm smiling as I watch this one unfold. Anything else, John?
No, that's it.
All right, thanks a lot for your call. Appreciate
bye.
It. All right, this is excuse me, Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number is 847-921-1410. Oh, I did, by the way, want to mention.
the Elgin Choral Union will be performing with and sponsored by the, I should say, the Elgin Symphony Orchestra is going to be doing Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, the Choral Symphony, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday 8:30, Saturday night, I think 7:30, and 3:30 matinee on Sunday. Should be great. It's at the Hemmings Auditorium, so if anybody wants to check it out, it's, I think it promises to be a great musical experience. Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, this coming weekend. Also, mark your date, your calendar for March 18th, a new film by Aaron Russo, Academy Award-winning producer, Aaron Russo, who produced Trading Places and The Rose, has a new documentary film out on the Federal Reserve and the IRS, and the police state. And from what I've heard so far, reports are it's a great film. This is a pre-showing, if you will, before the general release. And they are going to show it actually at Cannes Film Festival coming up this spring in France. So it'll be March 18th in St. Charles. It'll be shown. I don't have the exact time yet. I will let people know. Okay, Freedom Rings 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few minutes.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans?
Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
We're back. Mike, we're right at the end?
Yeah, we're just about at the end there, Ken.
All right. Well, quick quotation of the week from Samuel Adams. It does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen to set brush fires in people's minds.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.